the father of the Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival, on this moment of Indiana history. Every June, a tiny hamlet in the rolling hills in southern Indiana attracts pickers and grinners from around the country. The Bill Monroe Memorial Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival is the genre's premier event. The festival's namesake, Bill Monroe, is widely acknowledged as the father of bluegrass, a traditional folk style he brought out in the 1940s with his band, the Bluegrass Boys. A native Kentuckian, Monroe first played mandolin in a family act that rose to prominence performing live on Indiana radio stations. In 1939, Monroe became a regular on the Grand Ole Opry. His collaboration with banjo player Earl Scruggs and singer-guitarist Lester Flatt yielded the genre-defining sound of such recordings as Blue Moon of Kentucky, later made famous by Elvis Presley. Traveling through Indiana in 1951, Monroe acquired the property at the junction of State Routes 45 and 135 that had for years been the site of the Brown County Jamboree. In 1967, a resurgence of interest in bluegrass music convinced Monroe to inaugurate an annual festival there. After his death in 1996, the Indiana General Assembly designated Route 135 the Bill Monroe Memorial Highway. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the You Are There 1945 Hoosier Homefront exhibit, presented by Kroger at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center, offering an everyday life experience in a small Indiana town during World War II. Information at indianahistory.org.